What do you think, Jackson?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, goddammit.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Paul Moyer, please report to the newsroom.
First segment.
It's done that way all the time.
It frequently is. It frequently is.
Well, then we better talk about it.
Do you hear me complaining about it?
Then we better talk about it.
Tonight I'm complaining because tonight I said
then we better talk about it because I think you've got a problem.
Real life anchorman.
I think we've got a problem, all right? If that's what you think, then we'll talk about it after the show, and we'll talk about it with Roger Bell. Because I'm not going to sit here night after night and put up with this. Okay?
Night after night? Night after night?
Well,
where,
what, it looks to me like that's the way it's going to go,
I'll take the ante up a little higher than that, even.
Kids.
You're not only wrong, you're way out of line.
Let me tell you something.
You started it, pal.
You want Harold Green, you might get him.
Fine with me. Good old Harold Green.
Okay. Okay. You want to start dealing with go ahead. That's what you want. You just might get it.
Stop drinking.
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
That's not true.
Her answer.
Yes, news sir. Happens, you see it happen on Channel 7. The number one station for news and information in Southern California. Now, Paul Moyer and Martin, Johnny Mountain Weather, and Todd Donahoe Sports. This is Eyewitness News Tonight.
Three men dead tonight in an execution-style murder.
The Don and Mike Show.
And
this is too funny.
And Moyer.
I play this for you, President Bush. Come on in.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Y'all ready? Who's ready for Junk Food Sunday? Are you excited about it? Come on, that's the biggest eating day of the world. It's not Thanksgiving anymore. It's Junk Food Sunday. Come on, everybody get together. Ready? One, two, three. Queso dip. Queso dip.
You requested Funky Town.
I love this. Talking about it. Queso dip. Super Bowl Sunday. How are you, son?
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show that was on just... Was it last night or the night before?
Last night was the State of the Onion, and you know,
I love that show you did. That was a great show.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that they're talking about being forgotten and actually not having your president, you know, being forgotten. State of the Union, my last one, lame duck and whatnot. And I'm very concerned about that. And I just thought I'd give a stem winder, and I damned if I didn't go out there and do it. But that's not why I come by your show. I can deal with all the politics and stuff, and you know, we're going green. Barbara and I are going green. We're going to take care of that. I've got a plan where we're going to have everything. I mean, if I could do it and it wasn't red, white, and blue, I'd paint the flag green. We're going to have green cars, green houses. We're going to be painting rooms at the White House green.
That's really,
you know,
not
in
what,
order to make sure that you know,
that
everything
really is not what they mean by going green.
Yeah, hell it is. Hell yes it is. Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Going green. What you do is you basically buy green things.
No.
You paint things green, and you're supporting the cause and whatnot.
Do you know what a hybrid is?
Pardon me?
H-Y-B-R-I-D.
Yes, right. I do. It's an insect of some kind.
No.
All right, don't you giggle. I swear to God, boy, if you giggle at me again, I'll slap that giggle right off that crew cut of yours. That's a fine haircut. That's what I like. Flat top.
That doesn't even.
What, slap that crew cut or slap that grin off your face? You're dealing with the commander-in-chief, son.
You can't slap a giggle.
I remind you to, you know, this is me behind the scenes when I assert my authority. And I'm not trying to be sweetness and light with all the mamby-pamby hippies and liberals out there.
He was on Monday night, not last night.
Yeah, last night was
last night was how it
seemed like last night.
Well, it seemed like all the days have been running together as I enter into my late phase, my presidency, and the lame duck period when, you know, I will not be there next year. There is an aura of sadness. No, there's no sadness, no goddamn sadness in the world.
Why do people hate you so much? Your approval rating.
That's not true. Like, not true. There you go. Now that's the mainstream media that basically.
In the 20s now? What is the hell is approval rating?
29%.
Is it promortiates? You're
promortiating
the lies.
Permeating?
You're promoting.
Promoting.
You're promortiating. No, it's different. Promoting is if I promote you, it's like, for example, say, Carl, you're the architect. I promote you to chief of staff. You've done such a bang-up job, and I love you like a brother. You are promoted. No, but promotiating is when you you further on down the road. You get on that dusty trail, and you start riding that cattle, and you start getting out there and promotiating a pack of lies. And that whole thing about people hate me, I'm as beloved. There's not a function that I don't go to each and every day where someone walks up to me, shakes my hand, and says, I love you. I love you, and I love what you're doing.
Did you paint your car outside, that car, that green car?
That is a green car. I told you, I don't lie. I don't come in here. There's no what interest.
Dude, that's not what going
what
green
interest
means.
Would I have? You don't understand what interest I would have is coming in here and lying to
it's
you.
It's about the environment.
I don't have a desire to come in here and lie to you. I come in here because I won't tell you the truth.
Did you ever see the Al Gore movie?
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Ren and Stimpy reruns than watch that. That's
well,
crap.
That's like going green.
That's not going green. No,
yes,
going
is.
Green is supporting the environment by green by painting things green in your life.
Huh.
I should know. I am briefed on these things. I'm briefed on the issues, and I understand. The Al Gore movie was just a work of fiction. For God's sakes, he's subverting the United States government. If he had been elected president, we would be in a terrible situation right now. How can you mention that? That's not why I'm here, though. You're talking about all the stuff I talk about every day, Don Geronimo.
All right, let's talk about what you want to talk about.
All right, let me get right to it. Dr. Phil was way out of line. Way out of line going to Britney's room. Yes. How do you like that? Now, that's forceful. That's kind of stuff. I'd actually like to get out of the White House and pay more attention to celebrities in crisis. I think I could help with my mediation skills and my people skills, and I have to say that, and I will say that because he is a fellow Texan. Dr. Phil, this is your president talking from Texas, from the part of Texas that really counts. You, sir, are way out of line. You're way out of line. So far out of line, I don't even mind saying it from the highest pulpit, my bully pulpit. Which I never understood that. What you know, bullies that? Are the kids in the schoolyard that yeah. kick right. your ass and get around that stuff. But a bully pulpit is, a bully, I don't understand, but it's something good where you can promortiate lies, not lies, promortiate truths that I will speak.
Did you watch American Idol last night?
I surely did. I never miss an episode of that. You see that Paula Abdul?
Yeah.
I thought she looked like me in the old days.
She's effed up, right?
She was wasted. She was wasted. Incidentally, I heard on your show, might have been just the other day, you don't talk about the ink and dray.
Oh,
that I am ill stay ooing day.
I know you're
all
drinking.
Right, you understand what I'm talking about?
Well, hold on. Just you and me.
Yeah.
I'll even turn the microphone around so no one hears.
All right, go ahead. Share it with me. Come on.
Were you drunk when you were on TV the other night?
Nope.
Don't lie to me.
Drunk is
a relative term?
I was coming down. I had been rather in the cups.
The
previous evening
now,
because of the weekend and whatnot. We have an occasional.
What happened on the weekend?
I had just
the same thing
had,
as always. We're losing the war. We don't know where
I danced with
Osama
my friend Jack.
Is.
I danced a little bit with my friend Jack. I had a few dances with Jack. Mr. Jack Daniels and I had a little, a little tete-a-tete. I'll take a sip and whatnot, knock it back. But you don't. I just keep that on the. You know, they call that the download, the DL.
Hey,
you're familiar with that?
What about BLOW?
Not anymore.
What about? Don't lie to me. Do you have a bloody nose?
You never hear me sound like Mitt Romney. That boy sounds like he's done a lot of lines, doesn't he?
What about
I mean, I swear to God, do you listen to his speeches? Don't he sound to you like he's done some Colombian flake?
What about P-I-L-L-S?
Well, I have trouble. I will occasionally enjoy the Ambien, and I will, to help me sleep, of course.
What about P-O-T?
No, that's the devil's stuff. That's what the liberals do.
Mm-hmm. Weed.
Never involved that. No, W-E-E-D? No, potheads. They're the type of people you have problems with. Hell, half the guys running for president just a bunch of potheads. They probably got them little dime bags in their satchels.
Which do you think is worse, P-O-T or C-O-K-E?
Oh, you mean worse as far as for ye or I don't know. I think it's just my feeling. Don't quote me on this. We're off the record here. I come on your show. I talk about everything. I think pot is bad. It's a gateway drug and all they say. And liberals smoke it a lot. So I'm not for that. You go. A bunch of people want to say, "Hey, I'm so cool. I'm so smart. Puff, puff away. Puff the magic dragon. Live by the sea." I don't think coke is anything but really is for a young man like I was when I did it. A young man who I enhanced my whole spirit and my being and gave me a hell of a lot of energy.
Why,
now I can get that with some pretzels and a Red Bull.
What about X?
Haven't tried that. I don't. Told Jenna, my daughter, I said, if you go near that crap again, I swear to God, do not plan on having any fancy wedding at this White House.
Do you still take LSD?
I experimented with it. I don't touch it anymore. I do have flashbacks, though. Sure. I do have flashbacks. Good I tell. Thought just the other night, I thought Laura Bush, my wife, in bed was that horse Barbaro. And I tried to ride her to the finish line, and she was having none of it, whatnot, son. I don't mind telling you, but I want to talk about other stuff, too.
Okay.
A couple TV shows that you might not be aware of. I am watching Celebrity Rehab. I think
oh,
it's
good.
Fantastic.
That's
and
a good
I think
show.
That they are practicing the tough love on that that kid from Taxi, whatever his name is.
Jeff Conaway.
Yeah, you whatever. And I like that show. That's good. What else? Deal or No Deal. Smash hit. It is very, very fun. I like that Deal or No Deal. I have to do that every day, and I love the girls with the suitcases.
What about McCain winning down in Florida?
I don't. Can I please just talk about something we enjoy talking about, like the television?
What about
you? Love TV as much as I do. Do you not?
What about Hillary and Obama?
I don't care. I don't care. Don't you understand? I'm like you. We're kindred spirits. I told you, Don. Once I am gone, I don't care. I'm going to die, and it's not going to matter. History don't matter. I don't care about the future. I care about right now. I care about what am I going to do tomorrow? How good a day am I going to have tomorrow? How much trouble am I going to have?
Who do you like in the game?
Got to go with probably the New England Patriots like everybody else, but I think they'll cover the spread, and I think that everybody in America should out and stimulate this economy and go out and buy lots of chips, lots of tortilla chips.
How much have you personally bet on the game?
$14,000 or $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, different bets. You know the over-under. I got the over-under. I got the point spread. I got a straight bet straight down the line. I got to parlay some, you know, different stuff with the Giants, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. We're excited about it.
Did you bet on the coin flip?
I bet on the coin. Of course, I always bet on the coin. What's the fun? I mean, you can sit there and eat chili and not bet on the coin flip, for God's sakes. It's great. You know, and that's why everybody's chatting. Man, can I tell you, pet peeve, you're president of the United States. Why does everybody have to chat and talk right before the kickoff? The coin toss is extremely important to a lot of people that wager on it like your president does. I don't understand why people have to yak, 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 and keep your voice down during the commercials because they are goddamn funny, son.
Is that an airline bottle right there?
In my breast pocket?
Yeah.
It is an empty airline bottle.
Well, you better lose that.
It's a souvenir.
I mean, I don't think you want...
This happens to be Jack Daniels. Where did this come from?
Well, now you... All right, down the aisle.
I swear to God, oh, there's nothing left. Just a little
Here's
bit.
Here's a swimming with bow-legged women. Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I hate the plastic ones. Used to like them when they were made out of glass. Man, oh, man. There's another thing I want to talk to you. Why can't HBO pick on somebody else except fans of football games? That's way out of line. I watched one of them documentaries they had when they were talking about how obnoxious
thing.
The fans. Let them, let my people go. Let me.
Uh-oh. Hey, somebody's got a cell phone on here.
I think it's the president.
Hello.
Mama. Mama, I was not drinking. I was play acting. Don, help me out.
You are drinking
and
drugging.
Hold on just a sec. Mama, I just got to deal with this thing right here. I'll be right on the phone with you, sweetie. Hold on. I'll say, shut up. Do not say that I was drinking. Please, Don, don't. You could really get me in trouble. I was not whoring. Did you see any whores around? Come on, be real, all right? Please, please don't say. She's listening again.
Okay, all right, okay.
Mama, yes, I'm sorry. No, we play act and have fun on this show. A lot of sketches and comedy sketches. You know, we like that. You like picking and grinning. You know that what we used to watch.
Hey, who farted?
Yeah.
Hey, did you fart?
Hold on a second. Shut up!
Did you fart?
I'm talking to Mama. I'm nervous.
Did you fart?
I have a sensitive, nervous stomach.
Mm.
I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, Mama. I won't. You can't. I will. Yes, I am. He doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. No one has to if they don't want to.
Don't have to what?
I don't know.
I love you, too. I really do. How's Dad do? All right. God love you. Don't jump out any more airplanes. Thank you. Bye.
Shut up.
Listen, God, sorry, she's upset about that. She listens to your show. She's listening online down in Houston. She's listening to everything you said. She believes this. And then I have to tell her that we're doing comedy. This is comedy radio, right? That's why we talk about all the fun stuff.
Right.
All right? Not the subprime crisis. You want to talk subprime, you call that Deion Sanders. He's prime time. I love him. Mm-hmm. I think he's the best analyst on football. I think he's fantastic. He really is. Deion Sanders makes a lot of sense to me.
Didn't you once score some blow from him?
It's always about that. Mom always on the phone. Absolutely not. Now we have to do that serious stuff. No, I have never done anything of that kind. Do you understand?
Can I hook you up with that lie detector thing?
Can I reassure your listeners, too? Because Mama likes to give me a little economic message.
All right, go ahead.
People are concerned about the economy, and I am, too. That's why.
That answer is false.
That show sucks. Am I right or wrong?
That answer is true.
Look, I got good economic news just around the corner here. I understand people are concerned. They're worried about their futures, their paychecks, their health care. I want to say that we have very good news that came out today. Walmart Corporation, one of the biggest corporations in the United States of America, will be forming a partnership with Disney Studios and Hannah Montana to sell a number, I believe it's something like 140 Hannah Montana products that will be sold in Walmart.
Huh?
This is the sign to me that things are turning around.
You're high.
I am not high. Don't say the drugs that hug Dre's Amo Man.
All right, drinking, please.
No, come on now.
Christ,
damn it, Don.
What's the deal with this?
You're going to get my ass in the sling
this
and $300.
Who thinks that $300 is going to turn around the economy?
I believe, I just said, look, you know how people work. This is my economic philosophy. You put a check in their hand. You get somebody struggling like that. What I used to do, you know, when I'd have some of the farm hands, I'd walk down to them when they were on the ranch in Waco, and I would say, no, excuse me, Carlos, come on over here. Here's a crisp new $100 bill. You go into town this Saturday night, and you light it up. And he'd say, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Senor Bush. And he'd be off, and, we'd have good work out of them for another 2 weeks. And, things start sliding again. It's another $100 bill.
All right.
America will respond to this. I'm confident of this thing.
Do you even understand, who gets $300, who gets $600, and what's supposed to happen
to the
money that we get?
I could explain it to you if you wish for a brief.
Lay it on me.
I can give you the capsulized version.
Lay it on me.
As long as you won't propagate lies about me and like the rest of the mainstream media.
No, okay. Exactly how do I as a citizen get my money, and what do I do with it?
All right. The way it's going to work, the way I understood it and the way they've explained it to me, it's not as clear to me as it has been in the past when Carl was there. Now that Carl's left, I don't understand total of the details, but about June or so, late May, late June, you're going to get yourself a mailman. He'll come, he'll knock on your door. He'll have an envelope. It'll have your name on it if you've been paying taxes and you got a driver's license.
I do.
He'll roll up to you and he'll say, you Mr. Geronimo, nice to see you. Boy, you've been doing a good job. Everything all right? Here's something from your federal government. And you'll open up that envelope and inside be like three crisp $100 bills. And then you'll go down and spend it at your local hardware store.
Well,
the
instance,
hardware store will spend it on new equipment. And the new equipment will spend it on the part that they buy. And then everybody's going to be great. And then the Japanese will say, wow, you guys are back on track. And then their stock market will go through the roof. And hell, it's party time.
Hey, bring
out the queso dip and the chips.
Bring this down to terms that we can all understand.
Huh. All right.
How much Coke could we get for that much money?
Oh, man. Muy bueno.
We get an 8-ball for that?
Well, you go down to Miami and refuel that little engine that's driving the economy like he used to in the day, son. But I don't do that. Don't talk about Ugg Dre's. Thank you. Thank you. I can't tell you how much I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
there's the caller ID. That's Dadu. She called him, and now he's going to call. I don't want to answer, but I have to.
Don't
you know why?
Your father's
because
call.
He's my father. Hello? Hello, father. Oh. Yeah, I know. I won't. No, you're right.
Play the fool.
That's it. Yeah. You know how I get. I get excited and having fun and make too many jokes that aren't really smart and funny. And I get into trouble with all that. Like you say, you're right. I shouldn't go on his show anymore. I'd like to, Dad, but I think it helps, with the people.
Hey, George.
Do you understand that?
You tell your dad the IHOP joke?
I know. Oh, I'd love to. Hold on.
Ask him.
Dad, can you excuse me
just
for
Just ask
one
him
second?
To do it.
Just excuse me for Don, he would love that joke.
Tell it to him.
All right.
We don't have to hear his response. You can just
I got to calm him down, though.
Okay, all right.
Would you get on the phone with him for just 1 second? Sure. Just tell him I'm okay.
Probably
and then
let,
then I'll tell him I want to tell him the
sure.
joke. All right,
sure.
Here you go. Here's the phone.
Good idea, really.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, Mr. President, come on. You know what he likes.
What's happening, W?
Other
W?
He's dumb.
I know.
Yeah. Don't
I'm sure he is.
Okay.
Be Big nice. Bags under his eyes? Oh, hell, I know the look. I've been there. Yeah, sure. All right. Here you go. He's going to tell you a funny joke now.
All right.
Here you go.
Hey, Dad, dude. Yeah, he's all right. I know. I won't go on it again. All right. You ready for a joke now? I'm fine. Are you happy with me? Oh, Dad. God. All right. I won't do it anymore. I know. I don't. It doesn't matter. It's not like there's another election. All right.
Can I tell you my joke? Tell the joke.
All right, Dad. Here you go. Spell IHOP and put a ness on the end of it.
You know, International House of Pancakes.
International House of Pancakes. IHOP. You know, you've seen it.
So you say
IHOP and then put a ness on it, but say it three times fast.
Have him do it.
All right, go ahead. You don't get it yet. International House of Pancakes. IHOP. Now say it three times fast. Put a ness on the end of it. All right. I did it. You know what you just said? Dad. You know what you just said? You just said I thought it was funny. All right. You're just mad. You're just mad because Mom-O.
Your dad's a dick.
All right. I love you, Daddy.
Your dad's a dick. I love you.
Take care. Bye. Shut up.
Boy, you didn't like that joke?
He didn't think it's funny because he's saying that, you know, I'm going on this show. I'm making a fool. You're making me act the fool.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Normally, a joke like that, he'd like to fall out. I don't understand why the hell he's making the fool now. Doesn't matter to me.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Pinko newscast now.
Hi, Dynamite.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, I think I am.
What have I done wrong today? Who have I screwed up today? How many people have died because...
Telephone.
Hello. Right? Yes, I do. Yes, yeah, same thing. With the skin on.
What?
With the skip. Absolutely.
It's about food?
I do. I like it that way.
I guess.
With extra hot sauce on the side.
Chicken, I bet.
You got that? No, I don't need that. I don't need that at all. The paper's fine. Paper's fine. I don't care. I'm not doing it up there. I don't need
paper
people
plates?
Coming up there. Just bring it up. Hey, hold on a second. Listen, goddammit. Bring it up, put it on the table, drop it off, and then get it in the morning. I want to watch my show after I eat my dinner, and I might eat my dinner in front of my show. So I don't need people running around like in those white jackets being a pain in the ass when I'm trying to watch my idol. Thank you. Thank you, too. Goodbye.
Jesus.
That's the White House staff. Asked me about dinner. I said, put it on a plate, bring it up there. Nothing fancy, for Christ's sake. I'll just eat it and watch it in front of the TV like I always do. God, what kind of service there? What type of service do you want? What type of glasses do you want? I don't want glassware. I want paper cups and paper plates, and I want barbecue chicken with the skin on and extra hot sauce.
Sounds
How
easy.
Stupid are people? How stupid are people, Don?
They voted
Why
for
can't
you?
More people be smart?
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by for news, please.
All right.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.